This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I bring you good news. Thanks to leftist policy, and just to give you some sort of context, the average person on Facebook has 338 friends. So that means the good news is that we now know how where some of these people are going to die because they're going to be murdered. This according to a Just Facts study, all brought to you by leftist policy, by the way. So the details of this are as follows. There was a careful study of murder last year, and an institute, a nonprofit research institute called Just Facts, concluded that you face a 1 in 179 odds of being murdered in your lifetime rather of dying of other causes. James D. Agresti is the founder and president, co-founder rather, and he revealed in a lengthy report that the FBI murder data for 2021 is woefully incomplete. And the true number, based on an examination of death certificate data, is about 10,000 more slayings than the estimated 14,677 reported by News Nation and other outlets, which is based on a misunderstanding of new FBI data. Now, why is that a problem? Well, that's a big problem because, you know, on the one hand, while we're being told that they're coming at us trying to restrict every gun known to man, every right you have. And at the same time, they're reporting this 14,677, which is very nearly status quo. That's homicide. That's all homicide, not just gun homicide. So that means the gun homicide went down too. But that's not the case. And not having factual information never solves anything. But according to the Just Facts report in 2021, the year Joe Biden became president, the FBI began making it far more difficult to access national estimates of murders and other crimes. They did this by changing the manner in which they receive reports of this data from law enforcement agencies. And this is considered, that their new reporting platform is considered user-unfriendly. In the past, the FBI annual Uniform Crime Report was a model of user-friendliness with links to various subjects, including homicide, violent crime, and weapons. There was even a state-by-state breakdown of homicide estimates with data on types of weapons used. It was used up to the 2019 report. Last year, that changed as they introduced the Crime Data Explorer, when it released the 2020 report, which, as noted by Just Facts, contains a maze of vaguely worded links, drop-down menus, and acronyms. Here's how complicated the new platform makes it for users, as detailed by Just Facts. To locate the estimate of murders with this system, you have to go to the Crime Data Explorer homepage and scroll past three prominent links named Crime Data Explorer, Law Enforcement Explorer, and Documents and Downloads, which lead to web pages with scores of menus and files that don't contain the data. You have to scroll to the section of the web page titled Explore by Location and Dataset. State participation depicts current year. Click on the drop-down menu under a header named Dataset and select the menu item that says NIBRS Estimation Data, which then leads you to another web page. Then you have to scroll to a section of the web page called NIBRS Estimation Viewer and read the report that contains the data via a file viewer that sometimes fails to display the report, or click on a link that says Download NIBRS Trend Analysis Report. So, we had this headline from Just Facts: as murders soar, FBI buries the data. Because of this new system, nearly 40% of the U.S. police departments did not provide the FBI with complete crime data for 2021 by the March deadline. And when various places. I mean, Amalan got out there and submitted a request for information. And they noted the same problem, describing it as a fiasco. So instead of waiting on the FBI, Just Facts dug into data from different sources, including the CDC, to determine a far closer homicide estimate for 2021. Homicide counts from death certificates are published by the CDC via two online data extraction portals. Both of these reports, 24,576 homicides in 2020, but they don't yet present data for 2021. However, another CDC portal provides provisional homicide rates through 2021, reporting 7.5 homicides per 100,000 people in 2020 and 7.8 in 2021. Combining these three figures yields 25,559 homicides in 2021. A few lines later, they report they removed justifiable homicides to attain an estimate of actual murders, and about 24,493 people were murdered in 2021. This is about 1,000 more murders than in 2020, a 5% increase on top of a 28% increase the year before that. And then they decided to come up with the scale, which is that one out of 100, every 179 people in U.S. will eventually be slain if murders remain at the same rate as 2021. Another significant part of the equation was noted by Fox News. Experts who have previously spoken to Fox News Digital pointed to calls to defund the police, the riots of 2020, the Ferguson effect, when police pulled back amid a spike in violent crime and unrest, and the COVID pandemic for contributing to the bloodshed of 2020. Now, when you consider the magnitude of that statement, it becomes understandable why so many more citizens have been buying guns and applying for carry permits and licenses over the past 2 years. When you look at Washington State, the number of active concealed pistol licenses is skyrocketing towards 700,000 by the end of the year. In a state with a population of about 7.3 million, that translates to 1 in 8 qualified adults being licensed to carry. Because you always want to subtract the children, and then you get the true story of who's actually carrying guns. And you put this phenomenon on a national scale, and the estimate could well be above 20 million, and that would not include the number of people carrying without a license in the 25 states that no longer require that document in order to be armed in public for personal protection. But it still leaves this lingering question. Why did the FBI make it harder to access crime data, including homicide? Dave Workman of the Second Amendment Foundation, he tried to contact them for assistance in navigating the new Crime Data Explorer website. And he never got a response. According to Fox News, the FBI switched to a new recording program that aims to provide a more thorough snapshot of offenses, such as what weapons were used in an incident, types of property stolen, and more detailed demographic information on victims and perpetrators of crimes. That only works if everybody reports. It's the same thing as the NICS. There's no telling how many people are actually out there that are felons that shouldn't be able to buy guns that are not reported to that system. Amalan found another problem with the data regarding weapons used in crimes because it's confusing. Like in Montana, there are categories like handgun, firearm, rifle, other firearm, shotgun, handgun, automatic, firearm, automatic, rifle, automatic, and shotgun, automatic, which I guess means semi-automatic. So it appears without question that this Just Facts project has opened up a proverbial can of worms. But the effort can certainly be used by gun rights and personal protection advocates to justify the continuing strong interest in gun ownership and the demand for competent instruction and training and resistance to any new gun control law. Because those only affect the law-abiding. Always. And at the same time, if you really wanted to get conspiratorial about this, you would sit there and say, why are they suppressing? But is it the FBI that's suppressing, or is it the local? These agencies, by the way, out of that 40% that did not report, that includes the LAPD and the NYPD, two big agencies within the United States. So, hey, there's something to mull over. There's something to consider, I guess you might say. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I have a friend named Joe Chambers. He runs a company called Chambers Custom. He makes the best 2011 platform known to man. And what makes his gun so good is his mathematical consistency with his measurements and his fittings. Math never ever lies. Remember I said that. Math never lies. And it's not racist, and it's not hateful. It never lies. despite what you may hear in the media. Now, the media and the Democrats want you to believe that, like in Arizona, that Kari Lake, along with others, lost because the red wave did not exist, and that close association with President Trump was the kiss of death for Republicans. And I'll sit here and I'll tell you, all day long, Trump has become a little more of a liability than he used to be. But how much of that is contrived? So I decided to take a closer look at the numbers to see what actually occurred in Arizona, because Arizona only has 9 voting districts. So it's a little easier to take in. And when ballots are taken in by unethical people to control the election process, they do so by obtaining ballots from those mailed out in various regions of the state. Then they're filled out for their favorite candidate. The focus is always on these so-called up-ballot races, president, senators, governors, statewide officers. Ignored are the down-ballot candidates, Congress and local legislatures. The reason for this is twofold: time and ballot difference. The up-ballot candidates are the same for the entire state. The down-ballot races are distinct for the locale of that particular precinct or district. So in Arizona, you have 9. So this is very easy to track. So let's take a look at the numbers for the up-ballot races versus the down-ballot races. The 4 up-ballot races won by Democrats were governor, senator, attorney general, and secretary of state, which now the secretary of state now becomes the governor. She did not recuse herself. Hobbs. Republican Kimberly Yee won for state treasurer. So if you look at these 4 races, taking the average of votes for each position, we have, for Democrats, 1,285,500 average votes per candidate. For Republicans, you have 1,219,750 actual votes per candidate. The differential is 65,750. When I looked at this, Kari Lake was losing by 17,250 votes. Then let's look what happened in the congressional races. Because Arizona, which has 9 districts, only had 7 races because Democrats did not run candidates in 2 of the 7 districts, or 2 of the 9 districts. So looking at the numbers, we have total votes in 9 districts for Republicans, 1,369,000, which averages to 152,000 per district. Total votes in 7 districts for Democrats, 938,000, which averages to 134,000 per district. Now, if you want to take and equalize this out and make and cover all 9 of the districts, Democrats would have had 1,206,000 votes cast for Democrat members of Congress, compared to 1,369,000 votes cast for Republican members of Congress. So, in other words, it would appear that approximately 163,000 more votes were cast for Republicans than for Democrats. Now, if you compare that number to the up-ballot numbers, which indicate there's about 98,000 more votes were cast for the Democrat candidates than the Republican candidates. Now, here's where you get to suspend disbelief. And I want you to ask yourself a question. When you go to the polls, and I'm presuming you go to the polls, when you go to the polls, I mean, I myself... Just based upon the shenanigans of the Democrats, I used to sit back and I might look at the whoever was in charge in my state of the National Guard, who would be the adjunct general, and I would look at that and I try to find the best military guy, no matter what his party. I've done away with that. I just vote straight Republican now because they're all leftists as far as I'm concerned. Most of the Republicans are not worth anything either, but they are not having a full frontal on assault of your rights in most cases. And sometimes it's better to do nothing. In Arizona, where, you know, I like to think that I employ a little critical thinking to my process. In Arizona, they apparently do too, much more so than I do, because they're doing, well, the conclusion here is that there's 68,000 voters in Arizona who preferred the Republican for Congress, but voted Democrat for governor, senator, AG, and secretary of state. Additionally, the numbers indicate that 150,000 more people voted for all 9 Republican candidates than voted for the 4 statewide offices under consideration for this exercise. Now, these are simple mathematical facts as presented by Arizona. And we're supposed to sit here and look at those numbers. If you do that deep dive, now they published them there, you know, it's all out in the open. And you have to say to yourself, oh, here's something that defies logic. I get it. It's perfectly good with me. And when you consider the issues of Election Day, experienced by many voters, the unacceptably high numbers of equipment issues, and the fact the Democrat Secretary of State refused to recuse herself from the election tabulation, you could, if you wanted to, you could believe that there were serious issues regarding the fairness of the election. Now, why is this important? Everybody's out there, well, Bill, you knew they were going to steal the election anyway. Yeah, you knew that. I knew it. I don't know why you didn't know it. Well, here's the thing. For me, the big issue here is that the election is of a high degree of integrity. And then, if more people enjoy the misery brought about by the Democrats, then sane people are sitting there going, well, I don't agree with this at all, and they vote for something else. If there's more people that want that, then okay, okie doke, you get the government you vote for. Blake Masters would have made a splendid, splendid senator. Carrie Lake is going to end up being a star of the Republican Party anyway. This had nothing to do with Trump. This had something to do with the fact that, you know, they did this in 2020, and in some cases, some of the legislatures got out there and did something about it, in some cases not. You look at Georgia. Georgia hardened their system. And in Georgia now, you can probably make some sort of a case about Trump being an issue. Because a lot of governors and everything else that were not, like, considered to be pro-Trump people easily got reelected, and a lot of people that were supposed to be very hard in his camp, they got beat. They got beaten. Oz got beaten. He got beaten by Fetterman. I would never run for office again if I were you, Oz. That's just, even if it's unfair, and even if the people of Pennsylvania, but they also voted for a guy that was dead. A dead guy won state office. So, you know, Pennsylvania, you're the new Florida. Florida is now number one. Florida had the highest degree of integrity, in my opinion, when it comes to the election. And, yeah, let's learn and make some changes. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lake effect snow in western and northern New York is causing headaches for the region, including travel problems. This airline passenger was trying to get from Buffalo to Florida for a cruise, but his flight was canceled.
Yeah, so, you know, this is normal for us, but at this point in time, in the middle of November, is not. We haven't seen this type of snowfall in quite some time.
The National Weather Service forecasting some parts of the region could get up to 4 feet of snow by Sunday. The White House is fighting back against Republicans suing the Biden administration over its student loan forgiveness program. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow it.
We are confident in our legal authority to carry out this program, and we won't let these baseless lawsuits stop us either.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The reaction to these shootings, one at the University of Virginia and the other at Seattle's Ingram High School, has been predictable. According to Second Amendment advocates, with the White House and Seattle school students demanding gun bans with no mention of holding the suspect responsible. I want you to understand something, okay? When you start preparing for armed self-defense, you lose your innocence when you start to take in a lot of factors. But most of the people who get murdered, unfortunately, are the innocent. They're the ones that do not sit there and actually map out in their mind's eye and train for the worst possible scenario. There's a lot of people within the gun world that get out there, and their gun carry choice has more to do with how comfortable it is to carry it versus how functional it's going to be if I have to pull it out and actually start using it. I'm looking for function over comfort, where a lot of people seem not to be. But that's all beside the point. Following the shooting death of a 17-year-old student at the high school, police pointed to a 14- and 15-year-old, and they arrested him. The older guy had a Glock pistol in his backpack believed to have been used in the hallway shooting. And according to court documents obtained by Liberty Park Press, the pistol had been reported missing 11 days earlier and was posted with the National Crime Information Center as a lost gun by this Snohomish County Sheriff's Office on October 28th. So the Seattle students, in their I Want to Be a Parkland Student moment, put forth two demands. Mental health counselors in every school that represent the diverse backgrounds of students, at least one per 200 students. Okay, anybody that thinks your kid in school is not being indoctrinated, there's you a good idea of this. They don't want mental health counselors that are qualified. They want them to be a certain color. They want quotas. Has nothing to do with how good they would be at counseling for mental health. which is a very specialized field. And they demand that Governor Jay Inslee call a special session in Olympia to ban all semi-automatic weapons. Good luck with that, kiddies. This is why you're not allowed to vote. You have no idea what you're talking about. Both of your demands are stupid. Absolutely stupid. Because that banning anything is not going to make it go away. That genie's out of the bottle. Then in Washington, D.C., the White House issued a statement in reaction to the triple slaying of three student-athletes at the UVA. An arrest had already been made in that case, which involved a handgun. Yet, in a statement released by White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the Biden administration said, "We need to enact an assault weapons ban to get weapons of war off of America's streets." Now, in their classic definition of what is and is not an assault weapon, which it's a scary military-looking thingy, this was a handgun, and if it was a Glock, it was a handgun used by 70% of law enforcement. The White House statement mentions nothing about prosecuting the man suspected of the killings. That's the problem. It's not the guns. It's who's driving them. Alan Gottlieb, chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, took the president to task for trying to exploit the tragedy in an attempt to push his always ongoing gun ban agenda. Gottlieb said this horrible crime had absolutely nothing to do with so-called assault weapons, and the White House knows this. The statement, which the president had to have approved, amounts to a crass exploitation of a tragedy in a deplorable effort to advance Joe Biden's gun ban agenda. He has fully embraced the despicable tactic of never letting a crisis go to waste, no matter how awful the situation. As in the case with the UVA shootings, the Seattle Student Union has not called for swift justice in the high school murder. The King County, Washington Prosecutor's Office has filed a first-degree murder charge against the 14-year-old suspected killer, plus a first-degree assault charge and a charge of unlawful possession of a firearm. The 15-year-old is charged with unlawful firearm possession and felony rendering criminal assistance. According to the charging documents against the juveniles, they recovered a Glock chambered in .357 SIG. When they found it was apparently empty. 8 spent shell casings were recovered at the crime scene. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell used the high school murder to resurrect his demand for a repeal of Washington State's firearm preemption statute, which prevents city and county governments from creating their own patchwork of local gun control ordinances. There's a reason those exist. Those exist because it would, you know, back in the 80s when they were still in East Germany, they would try to create this patchwork of speed limits. Because in order to go to take the Berlin tour, you had to drive through East Germany to get to Berlin. You could do that, but they were looking to ticket you. So there was every 50 meters there'd be a different speed limit, and this was meant as an entrapment. That is exactly what this is. This is where they want to create this fiefdom, where they have their own little gun control things happening, which would do nothing. But when you roll in there, when you're somewhere from outside of town, outside of Seattle or something, and you come in and you've got a gun that is okay to carry in Bellevue, all of a sudden, you're in big trouble. We get to arrest you now, you law-abiding person. Preemption laws are sort of they're not the anomaly. They're adopted by more than 40 states. And they provide uniformity to each state's gun laws. And that's how the law-abiding stay law-abiding is uniformity of law. Meanwhile, Virginia authorities have charged Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. with 3 counts of second-degree murder and 3 counts of using a handgun in the commission of a felony, according to Fox News. 2 other students were wounded in the incident and hospitalized. Mr. Jones was on their radar. They knew about him. They knew about him. He'd been trying to buy guns since before he was 21 years old. He passed a background check. Gun control failed. UVA is a gun-free zone. And it's against the law to shoot people And he was a scofflaw in all three of those cases. So, congratulations, gun controllers. What you're doing is you're highlighting the fact that gun control fails. It's against the law, for example, for 14 and 15-year-olds to own handguns or to even have them. That didn't stop these two kids from having them. And they shot the kid in school and got out of school. I'll bet you there's no armed teachers available in that state. So, Seattle, Seattle is Seattle. Seattle has, they try every manner of gun control out there. They tried to tax gun selling outlets, and that blew up in their face. There's only one gun selling outlet in Seattle now. They just closed up and went outside the city limits. And listen, children, you can make all the demands you want, okay? Until things change radically, I know that you can decide now what gender you want to be, but you still can't vote, you can't get a tattoo, and you can't go to a strip club. So until those things change, you don't get to make demands of society. You are dependents. When you get to 18 years old, you can become civically active. You can vote. You can protest. You can do all the stuff you want to do. But until that moment that you can accompany me to my favorite tattoo parlor, you don't need to be worried about making too many demands. And if you're going to make some demands, at least get out there. I mean, getting out there and trying to ban semi-automatic weapons is the same thing as getting out there and saying, I want to see the letter M stricken from the English language. Same effect. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
One more time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Occasionally, you find research that you sit back and you say, wow, this is just an honest person. And that's the case with, like, Gary Kleck. Gary Kleck is, he's blue, but he's honest. And now, we have this coming out of the University of Washington. A new study showing that there's more U.S. adults carrying loaded handguns daily. There's a few things they omit from this, right? And some of those things are very important. We find, and it starts out, new research finds that the number of U.S. adult handgun owners carrying a loaded handgun on their person doubled from 2015 to 2019, and that a larger proportion of handgun owners carried handguns in states with less restrictive carrying regulations. Well, yeah, that's sort of an obvious thing to state. This is coming from the 2019 National Firearms Survey, an online survey of U.S. adults living in households with firearms, including nearly 2,400 handgun owners. I've never been there. I'm never going to take that survey. Compared to estimates from prior University of Washington-led research, the new study suggests that in 2019, approximately 16 million adult handgun owners had carried a loaded handgun on their person in the past month, up from 9 million in 2015, and 6 million carried every day, twice as many as carried daily in 2015. Which, of course, today is completely, you know, things have changed since 2019. This was published November 16th in the American Journal of Public Health. I would presume that these researchers are going to get slammed on this because of the things they don't say. They also found that a larger proportion of handgun owners carried handguns in states with less restrictive carrying regulations, which is sort of obvious. In these states, approximately one-third of handgun owners reported carrying in the past month, whereas in states with more restrictive regulations, only about one-fifth did, which is also sort of obvious. Some of the stuff that they put out and say, well, this is research. No kidding. In the restrictive states, I would be surprised if anybody's carrying a gun. Especially now, in the post-Bruin era, they've made it almost impossible to carry a gun in the restrictive states. We get this from lead author Dr. Ali Rohani Rabar. Between increases in the number of people who own handguns and the number of people who carry every day, there's been a striking increase in handgun carrying in the U.S., among the other findings reported in the study, about 7 in 10 handgun owners say they carried a loaded handgun as protection against another person, dwarfing the number who said they carried it as protection against an animal, for example, or for work. 4 in 5 handgun owners who reported carrying were male, 3 in 4 were white, and a majority were between the ages of 18 and 44. That particular piece of data is the only thing that I sit back and I sort of slant my eyes at. And this also tells me what direction they were trying to go in. They're trying to make out that this is a white guy thing, an old white guy thing. They did point to some limitations in the study. Respondents were asked if they carried and how often, but not where. It is possible that a person residing in a state with one type of permitting restriction, or none, could have carried their handgun in another state with different laws. This is called reciprocity. Yes, I think I have 35 states I can carry in. The study did not ask whether the respondent carried a handgun openly or concealed. And while the data are from 2019, researchers said the findings are timely, following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in June that struck down a New York State handgun carrying law. States in general became less restrictive at that moment, in some cases. The differences highlighted in the study suggest that this behavior may be responsive to the types of laws governing carrying that pertain in that state. He points out that the Bruin decision has probably caused states to loosen up their restrictions. Well, yeah, because they're unconstitutional, Doc. Some of this stuff that he says is so obvious, it just makes me just cringe. I mean, like, come on, dude. It is some of these things are just obvious, dude. But having said that, let's take into consideration a few things. First of all, the gun carriers of the United States now are a very diverse group. Huge. The biggest growing group, the biggest growing of segment of Americans carrying guns today are black women. And I applaud you. But a lot of black Americans are buying guns now. A lot of Hispanic Americans are buying guns now. A lot of Asian Americans are buying guns now. And carrying guns, and I applaud all of them because this is, you know, we live now in an era where I just told you, you now have a 1 in 179 chance of being murdered. Now, that's going to vary from locale to locale. But the mere fact that you're trying to give yourself an option, I applaud you. That's the only reason I carry a gun. I don't carry it because it's comfortable. I carry it because I'm trying to make myself harder to kill. Now, then, you know, we have something that's being ignored right now. Now, the UVA shooting is making a lot of headlines. They have their own Wikipedia page now. And it's going to be a effort that the, you know, politicians are going to use to try to disarm you. And I get it. But I always find it funny how mass murder is apparently only bad because of the gun. And people may say otherwise, but the UVA murders are getting a boatload of attention, but another mass murder from the same day isn't getting that. And I'm talking about the four students in Idaho over the weekend. Police in Moscow, Idaho said they received a call just before noon on Sunday about an unconscious person in a King Road residence just south of the campus of the University of Idaho. When they arrived, they found the bodies of four dead students, Madison Mogan, 21, Kaylee Goncalves, 21, Zana Kernodal, 20, and Ethan Chapin, 20. Why isn't that getting the same kind of attention? Four people brutally murdered? That's the kind of thing that will cause nightmares. It's like a Manson thing, you know? This is big news, but it isn't getting the same attention as UVA. And I have my theories because it was an edge weapon. How many of you have heard about what happened the other day, when the LAPD police recruits were on their run and the SUV plowed right through them? And some of the recruits said that they accelerated when they saw the group of guys running. And the weapon used in that case was a car. The weapon used in Idaho was a knife. And murder just isn't as that big of a deal if it's a knife or a car, I guess. It's a horrifying story. But it's a local one, and this will have no political implications at all. Nobody's demanding knife control. There's no anti-knife crusaders out there right now. Because There's no opportunity to advance the anti-gun agenda. There's no reason for the media to turn these senseless murders into a political issue. It's a crime, but it's still just a crime. These are just some people. They don't aid us at all. So they won't get the wall-to-wall coverage. We won't see the political creatures spouting off on just how we could prevent these kinds of things. And I made reference earlier about when you start to prepare for violence, how you lose your innocence. That's the only way to try to prevent these kinds of things. And even that's not a 100% guarantee. Once again, you have options. In Idaho, those four kids, I mean, these were kids. 21, 20 years old. They were murdered so brutally that I'm trying not to think about what they went through. Because somebody went in there and murdered the first one, and the other three watched and knew what was coming. And that meant that their last moments on this earth were horrific. They were terrified beyond belief. They, you know, I don't know if any of them were able to fight back. I don't know if any of them knew how to fight back. But we have four innocent lives snuffed out by somebody with a knife, and the media all but ignores that so they can advance another mass murder story and push their narrative even further. And it's not about the tool. These Idaho murders illustrate one thing, that evil people will kill no matter what. And they can get out there and ban whatever they want to ban, and they're not going to be able to ban evil. All you can do with evil is prepare for it and show them something that they were not prepared to face and persevere. That's the only thing you can do. That's all there is. All there is. Bear that in mind as you go forward with your day. And that's it for me. I'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at PestWorld.org.